This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's top military commander said on Monday his forces now control nearly 1,000 square kilometers of a Russian region after a lightning incursion that has embarrassed Moscow. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The remarks during a briefing for President Volodymyr Zelensky marked the first time a Ukrainian military official publicly commented on gains in the Kursk region. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the stunning attack that started last week, the biggest on their soil since World War II. Vladimir Putin says the incursion appears both aimed at boosting Kyiv's negotiating position in possible talks to end the war and blunting Russia's offensive in eastern Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Talks to end Sudan's 16-month war between the army and paramilitary rapid support forces will move forward this week, the U.S.'s special envoy said. Despite little sign from either party that they seek a peaceful resolution.
We would have preferred for these talks to start in April when we began trying for this round, if not April, May, if not May, June, then July. But we will move forward with this event this week.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan, Tom Perriello, in Geneva on Monday. The Pentagon says U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. This as the U.S. on Monday says it believes Iran or its proxies may launch a strike against Israel as soon as this week. This is VOA News. Germany, France, and Britain on Monday called for a Gaza ceasefire as Israel braces for a large-scale attack. The urgent push for a truce comes amid fears of a wider regional conflict with Iran and its proxies as ceasefire talks are set to resume later this week. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem joined VOA's Flashpoint on Monday.
These are being called sort of last-ditch talks that, you know, if they don't get an agreement soon, there won't be an agreement. But again, that's a lot of posturing. Originally, I think the thought was that Iran would hold off until after these talks to see if anything was going to come out of it. And that, for some reason, has changed.
Hear more on VOA's Flashpoint. A major forest fire raged on Monday in the northern suburbs of Athens, triggering evacuations of several areas as swirling winds hamper efforts of hundreds of firefighters and dozens of water-dropping planes. The blaze began on Sunday afternoon and is racing through pine forests left tinder dry by repeated heat waves this summer. June and July were the hottest months ever recorded in Greece, which also recorded its warmest winter ever. Three hospitals, two monasteries, and a children's home were evacuated on Monday, while evacuation orders were issued for at least 30 areas, including several Athens suburbs. Crews on Monday began demolishing a Texas church where gunmen killed more than two dozen people in a 2017 mass shooting. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was November 5th, 2017. A gunman opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. 26 people, including an unborn baby, died that day in the small church south of San Antonio. This worshiper, Terry Smith, last month.
This is where all of us go when we're missing our loved ones.
Was among those objecting to the demolition, which was first announced in 2021. A group of family members went to court and was granted an injunction, but another court paved the way for the structure to come down. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new study suggests the planet Mars may be drenched beneath its surface with enough water hiding in the cracks of underground rocks to form a global ocean. The findings published on Monday are based on computer modeling as well as seismic measurements from NASA's InSight lander. The spacecraft detected more than 1,300 Mars quakes before shutting down 2 years ago. Scientists say the water is believed deep down in the Martian crust. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.